Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Peches Amud Beis. We are three lines from the bottom. We're with Amr Lefanav. So again, just to remind ourselves, we were in the conversation with the Malachim. Said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't give the Torah to a man. Keep it up in Shemayim. Keep it up for us. We don't want to bring it to a person. So then Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you going to respond? So then the Gemara relates how Amr Lefanav Moshe Rabbeinu, now in the middle of the line of the third line for the bottom, Amr Lefanav Moshe Rabbeinu said before him and the Malachim, Rabbeinu Shalom, the master of the universe, Torah Shatanosinli, Maksiv, by the Torah they're giving me, what is written in it? It says that I'm your God to take you out of Egypt. Amr Lehen. So Moshe then said to the angels, Lemitzrayim, Yiradatem, Leparish Baratem, did you go down to Egypt? Were you ever enslaved? Torah Lama Telechem, so what's the Torah Shaykh to them? Shuvim Maksibem. What else is written in the Torah? The second Dibra, Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. Don't have other gods. So, do you live amongst nations who worship other idols? You have the Shaila about we're not worshiping other gods? So Shuv Maksiba also, what else is written? Zachar, Sama Shabbos Akutra, remember the Shabbos and also sanctify it. Do you ever guys ever engage in any work during the week that you need a break? Shuv Maksiba also, what else is written in the Torah? Lo Sisa, don't say Hashem's name in vain. Masa Matan Yeshnaim, do you ever work in business that you have to make a shvua? Shvua is an oath that's something taken in the common in business dealings and things like that to show that a person's not lying. Shuv Maksiva, also what else is in Kavod Avicha V'Imecha? It says honor your mother and your father and your mother. Ava in Yeshecha, do you have a parents? Shuv Maksiva, what else does it say? Lo Sirsach, Lo Sinav, Lo Singav, all those, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal. Kinash B'neim, Yitzharash B'neim, do you have any jealousy? Do you have any evil inclination? So immediately the angels agreed and they said, oh, Taki, right? Moshe Rabbeinu Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hashem Adonenu, Ma'adir Shem Chabal Aretz. So it says, Hashem, how great is your name in all the earth? But it doesn't continue like it says before in the Pesukim that your glory is dafka in the heavens, in the Shemayim. Over here it says like it's on the ground as well. Immediately each of the angels became a good friend of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they gave him something special. We're going to see what that is. Shenemar, Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevel Kafka Masva Adam, you went up to the heights, you captured a captive, you took gifts because of a person. So the Gemara says, "Bischar shekarucha Adam lakachta matams," because that you are insulted and they called you an Adam. Rashi points out, Adam is lashon shecharfuzer karucha Adam notar ma Adam lashon shiflas, and Adam dafka is a lashon. It's insulting to refer to a man as Adam. It's a reference to dafka, his like lower half of him. So the fact that they called you that and you didn't respond, so they therefore give you a present. So the Gemara says, "Af malach hamavis masal davar," and the angel of death dafka gave him something. Shenemar itenas aktoras vaychaper alam. That the Malach HaMavis gave him the secret that when there was the big plague, we were introduced to the big plague in Bamidbar after the Korach rebellion, and the Jews complained about Moshe and Aaron and calling them that it was their fault that all these Jews died. So then what happened was that the people started dying. There was a major plague, and it says Va'omer Va'yomer Ben Amesim Nachayim, that he stood between the dead and the living, and then the plague was ended. So the pasuk says, "Ilav de Amar Le Mi Yavayada." Now, if the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, didn't tell Moshe, so Rashi understands this, that this special secret, so how would have Moshe ever known that there's a big segula in the Ketores? So we see over here that the segula of the Ketores to stop a magefa was given by the Malach HaMavis at the time of Har Sinai. And the Zohar HaKadosh is very, talks about Meshabech, very, very much so. The person who says over the Ketores, not just actually is Makta the Ketores, but someone who says it very carefully would also have the milas of that. And this became very famous. The Baal HaTanya wrote in his Michtzav Me'asharim that this is a segula against the Magefa. And Rechmal and Son, it's unfortunate, it actually became very popular when in the times that we're in now with the Corona, that the many, many Gedolim had said that a person should be very good. Hashar Weishlita and many others, the Eda Charedis of Yushalayim came out saying that everyone should try to say the Ketores. And this is because of this Gemara over here is one of the reasons, as the source for that, that we see that in stopping a Magefa, there's a specific koach, a special segula of the Ketores to say that very carefully. And the Chasam Sofer also brings this down, so it's on the Litvish side also, not just the Chasidish side. So we have a lot of the Gedolim bringing down the very special segula of saying Ketores based on this Gemara against the Magefa. Okay, now the Gemara continues. V'amar Abishob and Levi b'shash yar Moshe l'pnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu went down before Kadosh Baruch Hu after receiving the Torah, Ba Satan v'amar l'fana, the Satan came and said before Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, you're the master of the universe, Torah Heichani, where is the Torah? So he said, Amr Allah, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded to him, Nasati la'aretz, I gave it to the earth. So the question the Achronim asked, what do you mean? What did the Satan didn't know? Where, how was he in the Tosas ask? Why, how could the Satan didn't know what Hashem had done with the Torah? Obviously, the Satan was aware of what had, what was done with the Torah. So, Rav Yashiv, I saw that, he says that the Satan went, that you asked the Torah, so he thought that the Torah should never be given in any situation other than a place where Klal Yisrael couldn't sin. And that he thought was dafka, not in the Eretz, not in the land, and that's why he asked, maybe it's in the waters, because the waters are less of a place of sin. A person who's in the waters recognizes Hashem, and was much more scared of asking Kadosh Baruch Hu anything. So that's very interesting pshat from Rabbi Yashiv. So either way, so the more continues, Nasil Eretz, so he gave it to the earth, Halacha Etzel Eretz, so he went to the earth, Amar Lei, Torah Eichani, he asked, where is this? Amar Lei, Elohim Eivedarka, God understood his path. He knows the place, meaning it's not in the Eretz. Halach, it's a Yam, Amar Lei, Yenim Adi, asked the sea. And he says, it's not with me. Halach, it's El Tahom, Amar Ebi. And he also went down to the Tahom, down to the depths. And he said, it's not with me either. Shenemar, Tahom, Amar Li, Lo, Bi, Yiveyam, Enim Adi. And also the depths says, it's not with me. And the sea is not with me. So then he went, the Hemshech of the Marasha actually asked that he actually went to the Gehenim and asked him also where it is. And the Marasha, again, Rabbi Yashar brings down that he only thought that the place like Gehenim is a pshat because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone realizes the fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only those type of situations, the Satan thought that that was the only place that the Shayach to be given the Torah. So now the Gemara says, So it says, Avadon umaves amru b'aznin shamin ushim, the destruction and death. Also said that with, when we're listening, when we're opening our ears, we heard, we heard things. So Chazar amru lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Satan returned and said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Nipasti b'chol ha'aretz lo matziah, I looked all over and I couldn't find the Torah. Amru lo, he said, Lech etzel ben Amru, go to the son of Amru, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu, go see Moshe Rabbeinu. And see if where it is. Allah, it's a Moshe. Then Satan went to Moshe. Amar the Torah, Shenasan la Kadosh Baruch Hu Eichanu, the Torah which Hashem gave you. Where is it? Amar lo. So Moshe Rabbeinu replied to him, Chimashenasan la Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah. So now who am I that the Torah should be given to me? So the question that the Rav Yashiv also asks over here. What do you mean? How is he able to lie? Moshe Rabbeinu lied. So he quotes based on the Gemara above Metzia, which says that the mutter for Tzur Bar Rabbanan to say that a person says, oh, you're talking about Chachamim, all of Shas, you ever learn Ksubis, whatever. If you realize it's not a Toel, it's a guy that actually has a Shaila for you, just wants to see how much you know, then you're allowed to be Mashani, you're allowed to tell a little bit of a lie in order that to show your Anava and to show that you're not, so over here, Moshe said, oh, you got the whole Torah? And he says, no, I didn't get the whole Torah. Amar Lo Shbarachu the Moshe. So then Hashem said to Moshe, Badayata, Moshe, you're lying? Of course I gave the Torah to you. I'm in front of Ribono Shel Olam. So then Moshe said, Master of the Universe, Chamud Gzuna Yeshlach, you covered this special Torah, this treasure of the Torah, and you have so much hanah from it every day. Mishashay, you love it, you delight in it every single day. Ani achzik tov l'atzmi, I'm gonna hold myself very high that you give the Torah to me. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu said, why would I tell him that? So therefore, I didn't want to tell the Satan that I had it. Amar lo, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Hoyel mitas mechas. Hashem said to Moshe then, because you showed your humility and you lowered yourself, tikare al shemecha, then the Torah is going to be called your name. Shenemar zikra toz Moshe, avdi, they remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. So we see that, right? Moshe, emes, sarasa, emes, the Torah of Moshe, we call it. We call it always Torah of Moshe, based on this pasuk, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on Malachi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu calls it Moshe's Torah. Now the Gemara continues. Rabbi Shimon Levi b'shasha ala Moshe l'maram. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heights, the heavenly heights, matzah l'kadosh baruch hu kosher k'sarim l'osios. So he found l'kadosh baruch hu was writing crowns the letter of the Torah. We know the tagim, right? The special letters Rashi points out the top little three things that we put on each letters with the different letters shin ayin tes nun Zion and Gimel and Tzadik and Tzadik Sofis, we write all the three letters of Tagin. Amar Lo, so then Hashem said to him, Moshe, in Shalom Be'irecha, Moshe, there's no greetings, I mean, why don't you greet me? So Amar Lefanav, so Moshe responded to him, Klum Yesh Evet Shanosim Shalom Rabo. Is it appropriate that a servant greets his master? Meaning, I didn't think that I should respond to you. The post can bring down about it here. Is it so pashut that with the Gemara and Brachos we saw says that a person that said the things that bring Chas V'Shalom the Shechina to Mistalik is a person who gives Shalom to his Rebbe. So we gave over there different terutzim, but over here it sounded like Moshe Rabbeinu is very machmer about this, not to say Shalom to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lo, and Hashem is bad. Ha'ilach al-Azrini should at least offer me support. Rashi points out you should have said the bracha that everything should go well. As we saw, the Gemara Bracha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yishmael b'ni Barcheni. So this is a similar thing over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, he was asking that you should give me a bracha, everything should be good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misavah Shel Tfilas and Shel Tzadikim, very special thing, that he wants Tzadikim to give him a bracha, whatever that means. Miad Amar Lo, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'atayk na koach Hashem, Asher Dibarta, Hashem, we're going to continue your strength, as we have said before, Yigla Koach Hashem, and make you great. Okay, we should recognize your greatness. And then the Gemara continues now, Amar Rishub and Levi, I think it's the last statement of Rishub and Levi, when the pasuk says Vayaram ki boshesh Moshe, the people saw the Moshe delayed in coming down. Al tirka boshesh, don't say that it was that he delayed. Ela boshesh, rather it means that is it to say boshesh that 6 hours have passed. V'shal shalom Moshe lemar amarlan Yisrael. So far, yom betchila shesh ani bas. Moshe said to the Jewish people, oh, by the way, I'm going to come back in 40 days. At the 6th hour of the day, I'm going to come back. And Moshe meant to say that he was going to come back on Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz. You know, that's the start of the 3 weeks. It's a period of mourning. That is the first terrible thing that happened, is that Klal Yisrael sinned with Chet HaEgel, and Moshe broke the luchos on that day. That's when he broke them. That's what we, one of the things that we mourn on Shavuot Shabbat Tammuz. So they misunderstood his words, though. They thought he was going to come on the 16th, as Rashi points out. So why did they think he was going to come on the 16th? Because they thought that when he would go up, he'd count that the first day already counts. So they thought they miscounted by an entire day. They thought that he came was going to come back on the 16th of Tammuz. But so far by Yimod, at the end of the 40 days, meaning that their count at the end of the 16th of Tammuz, Basat for Ibn Sa'olam, the Satan came and he threw the world into chaos, into confusion. Amr Lahan, the Satan said to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbim Heichan, where is Moshe your teacher? Amr Lo, they told him, Allah Lamaram, that he went to the Kosh Baruch, he went up to the heaven of Amr Lahan, Bo Shesh, but he said the 6 hours already passed. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. Veloish Kichalav, they ignored him. They said, what do you know? Mace. So Veloish Kichalav. So he said, Mace, Moshe Rabbeinu died. Veloish Kichalav, also they ignored him. Heralan Dmuz Mitoso, then the Satan managed to somehow show Moshe's body being carried in Shemayim. We see over here, Veloish points out that we see over the Koch of the Satan even can change the Mitzvahs for people. It can make them imagine things that are crazy and really change the Mitzvahs in order to create a person to sin, how strong he is. This is what Moshe has there pointing before him. They're able to point in the show. Zeh always refers to something that you could point to. Whenever it says Zeh in Rashi, in Chumash, you always say that it's something that it was shown before them. So here also they show, they're able to point to say, Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and then they descended so far, and they sinned with the Chet HaEgel, the Shaila. How did they go so far so quickly? That's a big Shaila. Chaim Shmuel is the famous Shmuel about that. He says when something terrible happens, the person could go really far down, even right away, even though normally the Yetzer Hara will try to do it in steps. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Le Ahum Rabbanan Rav Kahana, one of the Rabbanim said to Rav Kahana, Mishmech Laham Har Sinai. My Har Sinai. What have you ever heard? What is the name Har Sinai? What's it called? Har Sinai. Amar Rav Kahana said, yeah, Har Shanasa Bonisim Lisfel. Har Sinai is Nisim, Nes. It happened for Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, in that place. So what is that Nes? So it's a Shiloh here. The Ben Yoyada explains that they were, the fact that they died multiple times at Nes, or maybe the fact that Hashem was misgal to them. But the Ben Yoyada goes with the fact that they died so many times that Kash Baruch Hu revived them, that was the big Nes that happened there. Where it says, though, Har Nisai by life. That's the case between Har Nisai, not Har Sinai. So where's the Ella Harsh and the Simon Tov Yisrael? This was the good Simon Tov, is a good thing, the good sign that happened for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara rejects also Har Simonai in Mibayla. If that's the case, it should have been the Har Simonai referring to the good sign that happened for them. So the Gemara now continues, Amar Lay, so Rav Kahana, he told Rav Kahana, my time of Losh Shachas Kamed Rav Papa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yishev, the Mayna Bagadata. Why didn't you go to the Shir that the Rav Huna Rav Papa were talking in Agadata? That you would have known the answer. The Rav Chista, Rabbi Rav Tavaya, they both said the following: My Har Sinai. What is the lashon of Har Sinai? Har Shiarda Sinai LaOvdei Kochavim. It means the mountain which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hatred, Sinai. That's Sinai. Sinai towards those who worship before the Torah was revealed. Rashi says because they didn't accept the Torah. Since they didn't accept the Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed the Sinai. Some explain that Chronim Sab brought down that this Sinai also applies to the fact that from then on all the anti-Semitism and people who hate Jews come from this. That they were jealous of us, that we got the Torah and they didn't. And after that, they all started to hate us, something Maisim Echol Yom, unfortunately today as well. This is similar to what he said, that the name of Har Sinai in the area has five different names. Midbar Tzin is the first, Shenistavu Yisrael Lav, because that the Jewish people are commanded in Stavu to observe the Torah. Midbar Kaddish, why Kaddish? Because Nishad Yisrael Lav, because it became holy. It became holy over there. Midbar Kedemos, what's Kedemos? Shenistavu Keduma Alav, because it was called that because it was the ancient, the Keduma. Keduma is like very early, very ancient, was given upon it the Torah, which is Keduma, that it preceded the world even, very ancient, before the world was even created. Midbar Paran, what is Paran? That it was in the desert of Paran. Sheparav Rav Alei Yisrael, because the Jewish people were fruitful and multiplied over there. Because the pasuk says v'shavu lechem rashi goes v'shuvu lechem la'alechem, they went back and they also had every single person had a boy, had a baby boy. As a kasha that they if everyone had a baby boy, they're like rashi goes, then why did b'nos lefcha? Whatever happened to them? Maybe the child died. I don't know. Then they go, this minbar Sinai. This when it comes, why is it called minbar Sinai? The desert, Sinai desert. Shiarda Sina loved the kacham alav. That's the one we just quoted because the Sina to the those who worship avodah zara was cast upon it. Umay shmo, and what is its actual name? Chorev shmo. Its real name is Chorev Shmo. Now Gemara says that Chorev is its name. Pligad Rabbi Abau. This is arguing Rabbi Abau. Rabbi Abau. Har Sinai Shmo. His real name is Har Sinai. Lamed Kor Shmo. Har Chorev. Shiarda Chorev. Love the Chama Love. It was really called Har Sinai. And why is it called Chorev sometimes? Shiarda. When we're introduced to Chorev, when Moshe went to Har Chorev, we couldn't find his the sheep originally, and then Hashem came to him at the Sneh. It was called Har Chorev over there because the Chorba upon those who worship Avodah Zarah came upon that. Mountain. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Minayin shekoshen loshen seruhuris. So we said, how do we know that we quote the strip of wool on the animal that's going out to Azazel? And then we said over there, we quote the pasuk Yimiyu chatasim kashad legalbinu, right? So if it's going to be like scarlet wools are going to whiten like snow. The Gemara says, the pasuk says loshen of kashanim, that it was like scarlet wools in the plural. Why? It should say kashanim by that. It should say in the loshen of singular. Scarlet wool. Why is there multiple scarlet wools? So the Gemara says, "Amar Yitzchak, Amar Lahem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, "Im Yu Chataschem Chashanim Alalu." Even if your sins are like these years, like the years of the world, I saw a beautiful pshat said that Shaduras Abaz Bishishim Ebrisa. I'll say in a second that they're constant. They couldn't from the sixth generation. Kishel Gabino, they were going to whiten like snow. I'm going to forgive you, and they're going to be forgiven. It's a very vague Gemara over here. So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Shem Yerushalmi that a person who sins with things that is normal, a person sins. Meaning an older person wants a lot of kavod. A younger person has a yetzer, a very strong desire for women. Those things are normal for his age. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be more understanding to forgive you. However, if it's something that is out of the ordinary, you do things that are not for your age. You have an 85-year-old doing things that are running after women, or a young guy who's dying for kavod, that's something that's not necessary for his age, then that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less likely to forgive because you have less of a yetzer hara for that. That was an interesting shot. The Gemara says, "Darash Rava Maidach Siv." What based on Yerushalmi? Then the Torah says, "Now, what does it mean?" And pasuk says, "Lechu na v'nivchei Omar Hashem." Let's go reason together. Hashem is going to say, "Lechu na bo na mibayle." Why is it lechu na? Let's go. It should say, "Come." It should come over here and discuss this. Yomar Hashem. It should say, "Omar Hashem." By the way, Hashem was going to say, Hashem had already said. So therefore, the Gemara says, "No." When the Mashiach is going to come, Hashem is going to go, say, "Go to our forefathers, and Arim to Yaakov," because when you go to your fathers, your grandfathers, they're going to be naturally more nice to you as a child. Because they treat us as our children. The Yomra the fun of, and the Jewish people, they're going to say before every bonus, Olam Eitzel Minelech. And the Jewish people are going to say, and Evan Agav, they're going to give us rebuke. They're going to give us Tochicha and give us rebuke. Rav Yashar points out, because it can't be that in the time of Mashiach, we're not going to do tshuva. So we have to hear rebuke, we have to have Musar before the most Mashiach in order for us to do tshuva. And what's going to happen? We're going to complain, we're going to say, who are we going to go? It's Avram Shamar Delo Yado Teda. Avram, it told us that we're going to know that we're going to become a nation in our honor, our land. We're going to go into Bataya for 400 years. It doesn't say what nation is going to go for 400 years. And we never stop in a daven for us and beg Hashem to uproot the gzera. He says, when you are going to be able to throw off the yoke of Yaakov Avinu, get rid of him, and we see that Esav, he gave him a bracha, that Esav would be strong. Didn't ask for mercy on Klal Yisrael for that, on Yaakov. So Eitzel Yaakov, Marta, I'm going to go down with you to Egypt, and I'm going to be with you, that there sounds like there's going to be more Galusim, and that Rashi points out, and yet we don't see that Hashem showed us mercy. I said, Yaakov asked us mercy. Now who are we going to go now? Yomar Hashem. So we're going to say, Hashem is going to say, what does it mean, Yomar Hashem? Rashi says, Achar Amor Techecha Bacha Anatolim. The only person we can rely on is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem said to them, Hoyal Vayet, Talizim Matzchambi, Im Yod Chatat Moshanim Kalidim Yudim. Since you relied yourself on me, then your sins are going to be like scarlet wools, they're going to whiten like snow. So over the merit of your faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that, that's why we're Zoycha to get forgiven. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Rishon Manachinam, Amar Yonasan, Maida Slev, what does it mean in the Pasuk says, Kiyato Avinu, because you are our father, Kiyar because Avram doesn't know, Israel doesn't recognize him. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are a redeemer from because your name is unmovable. Last of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, last of all, Yomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avram. In the future, Hashem is going to say, "Banecha chatuli, your sins, your children have sinned against me." What's he going to respond? Let them be wiped out for the fact of to sanctify your name, because Rashi points out when Hashem executes justice on righteous people or just people in general, like those who people who violate His word, then Hashem's name is sanctified. We say, oh, look, this guy got punished. This Michal Shabbos got punished finally. So Amar said, what is good? So Hashem wasn't happy with Avram's response, just to get rid of the Jewish people. Amar le Yaakov, the Avram that's argued upon him. He says, maybe I'm going to go to Yaakov, because he knows what it's like to have children who go off the derech, right? He had the whole problems with Levi and Shimon and all the different problems that he had raising his children. Asher debay rachme le, maybe him, he's going to ask for mercy upon Klal Yisrael. Amar le, so Hashem said to Yaakov, banecha chati, your children sin against me. Amar the fun of, to which Yaakov responded, Ribono shel olam imachal kedusha shemecha, let them be destroyed in order to sanctify your name, like Avram didn't want to sign him. Amar said then, Hashem responded, lo b'save taima v'lo b'darke etza. There's not reason, and there's not a deeper reason amongst the young people. Meaning, neither the grandson, Yaakov, the youth, or the older person, Avram, is able to argue on the Jewish path. Amar lo Yitzchak, so then Hashem went to Yitzchak afterwards, banecha chatuli, and he said, your children sinned against him. Rather fun of, we see, it's interesting, Yitzchak is midas adin. He's always considered a justice, yet he's the one who's able to defend Klal Yisrael. He says, Rebono shel olam banecha v'lo banecha, banai v'lo banecha. See, my children, not your children, your children, shashak dimu nasa yishmidu. We know when Klal Yisrael said, nasa, which we're gonna hear before we listen, karasa lehem b'nei b'chor Yisrael, you refer to them as my special children, not only that, my firstborn, which you have a special love towards your firstborn child. You tell me that they're my children, not your children. And furthermore, how much have they sinned? Let's look at this. How long does a person live? 70 shana. Right, the pasuk of Tehillim, the normal person lives 70 years. They take away the first 20 years. You don't punish them, Rashi says, because we know that the Torah Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only problem is those who are more than 20 and up are going to be punished and die. Below that age, they were allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. So it's a big thing that the person is not only punished in Beit Din Shel Mala only after the age of 20, which some tie that into why she get married before the age of 20. The Gemara in Kedushin relates to that. Okay. There are 50 years left. So take away 25 years, which are nighttime, which some Achron explained because the person's sleeping at those times. Then there's 25 years left. Take away 12 and a half of those times because you daven, you eat, and go to the bathroom at those times. Pashu lehu tartisre upaka. Then there's what's left. There's only 12 and a half years of potential sinning. If you'll take them all on your shoulders, then that's good. Let's split it up. I'll take half on me, and you take half on you. And then the Gemara says, "Into the kulam alai." If you're going to say everything should be on me, hakrivis nash should come out. So then maybe I will. So maybe I don't have enough schosim. He says, "Maybe I will because I already was sacrificing myself in front of you, Akash Baruch Hu. So I can't take them all on me." Pascha v'amrus. After hearing Yitzchak's defense, the Jewish people said, "Kiata avinu, you Yitzchak are our father." Amar lam Yitzchak, and Yitzchak responds to them, "Ad shatem makalsin li kalsin Akash Baruch Hu. Stop praising me. Praise Akash Baruch Hu, who is your true father in heaven." Machalei Yitzchak Akash Baruch Hu beinaya. Yitzchak is in the kain Akash Baruch Hu before their eyes, before Klal Yisrael. Me'asuninim the maram. Then apparently the Yidin are going to come and look up to Shemayim. The maram atashem avinu goleinim alam shemecha. You are our father and a redeemer, and as amazing is your name. Now the Gemara continues. Amar b'chil b'rabam b'yochanan re'uya Yaakov avinu lared l'mitzrayim b'shalosh b'shabaros. But once you mention Yaakov, we're going to discuss Yaakov going into the galus, that he should have gone in iron change. Like that's the normal way people actually points out people go into exile. This is going into exile, being and going into galus. Salas chusur gamar. However, he had a chus in order to not get to this. Why? Dechsib b'chav le'adam asim chav avos avav v'yeh lahem ki karmei. All al lachecha ve'at alav ochil, as the pasuk says that I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. I was great to them to take off the yoke of their jaws, and I fed them gently. The pasuk is referring to Yaakov Avinu, who, because he's gentle to them, because of his chusim, Akash Baruch Hu limited the scope of the gzera, and therefore did not give him a major punishment. Now that we continue the Mishnah, now up to the next Mishnah, there's a nice lot of Gadata, and we're finally back up to the Mishnah. The new Mishnah says, I think it's the last Mishnah of the parak, Hamotzi Eitzim Kedei Levashel Beit Zakala. Someone who takes that wood is going to be chayav enough to cook easily an egg. Which we mentioned before is the shear of a chicken egg. Rashi points out that was something that's easily cooked. Now the Gemara continues. The Mishnah continues. Tavlin kedei latabel beitza kala. If you take out seasoning, you're going to be chayav enough to take out something that's easily seasoned, as we mentioned now before. This also is the shear of a chicken egg. And with tarpin zamzah, the different kinds of seasoning are going to combine to another to perform minimum shear to say that someone's going to be chayav if you take them out because they all serve the same purpose. Klipa Yagoz and Klipa Jamar and Klipa Yisrael Tzupua. If you take out nutshells or pomegranate peels or other types of plants that's used to dye things, if you dye them enough, if it's enough to dye a small cloth on top of a hat, specifically that of a woman, Rashi says, then that would be chayav. Meir aglaim neser boris klumim ve'ashlag. If you take out urine, natron or boris or kimel ashlag, which the Gemara is going to discuss what those things are, you're going to be chayav if you take enough kedei lechaves beged katan pi'svacha. If you take enough to launder a small cloth on top of a hat, again, over a woman's hat. Rabbi Yehuda makes the haver that kesser. Rabbi Yehuda says that if enough to remove a blood stain. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the fact that the Mishnah Nida tells us that there are seven different things a person has to apply to a blood stain, or seven things that can be used to remove a stain in order to purify it. That if the garment has a Nida stain on it, you can't purify it in the mikvah. Again, in the time when they were practicing Tumah Vatara, you can only betire it if the stain is gone. And the Mishnah tells you seven different things. Rabbi Yehuda over here is telling us that the small amount applied to this blood stain is going to be significant for inyan of removing a stain. So therefore, it's going to be significant also removing it on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks on the original ruling of the Mishnah. The Gemara says Tanina Chadazimna, that we already learned one time in the Mishnah. The Mishnah above told us the Beis Hamabez Kana Kedilasis Klumos. When it comes to a reed, you're going to be chayav if you take a piece of zarj enough to make a quill. It may have omursas if it was thick or cracked and is not suitable for making a quill. Kedei levashal beis kalash shabetim, it's going to be enough to make, if you're able to burn a fire and cook it very easily on a cooked chicken egg. Trufa and asuna beilfas after it's been beaten and placed in a pot. So we see over here that reeds that are unfit to use as quills are simply considered wood. And we see the Mishnah telling us the minimum share of wood is going to be enough to cook an egg, as we're seeing from our Mishnah over here. So it's repetitive. So more answers. Ma'udasema hasamu delo chaz lemide. You would have said over there, the Mishnah over there, the measure for reeds is not fit for anything else. Aval etim dechazul lekacha deitla. But when it comes to pieces of wood which are fit to use as a tooth of a kiyah, feel a kolshu, someone's going to be chayav even for taking on a small piece. Kamashma, the Mishnah is there for teaching us the case of wood chip, someone's not going to be chayav unless it takes out enough to cook an egg. Now the Gemara continues. Next rule in Tavla Kedei L'Tavla Beis Akala. When it comes to seasoning enough to season easily, right? Even and the Mishnah points out that even different kinds of seasoning are going to combine to the minimum shear. To which the Gemara is a kasha. Gemara says a minna that we have a contradicting from the Mishnah, which says Tavla and Shnayim Shlosha Shemos Mina Echad. If someone, when it comes to seasonings that are usher of Isra Minim, if they're two of different Shemos or if they're all of one kind, all of one kind, Omer Shlosha Minim, or if the three different kinds of a spice. These foods are going to be forbidden, and they're going to combine to one another. If you didn't have enough to season it to create a flavor, and then the two of them combine to be able to create flavor, then that would aser, that would assume that it's her shear. The Mara says that for Amar Chizkia, and Chizkia said regarding this halacha, v'minei masika ashanu. This is only taught with two flavorings that together would make a good flavor. However, hoyel v'rula masakadira, because they're fit to flavor the pot of food, which the Gemara says, tama dechaz l'masika sakadira, lava achilo. The reason of Chizkia is because that they come together to make the shear of Isser, is because they are able to flavor the pot well. However, this implies that if something is not, they don't go together at all. You put two different spices that taste awful together, then it would not necessarily be an issue. However, our Mishnah indicates that it doesn't differentiate between different kinds of seasoning. All of the seasoning would combine to create the minimum shear for Hotza on Shabbos. Why should that be? L'chora, that's a stira with the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, which said that you need to have it taste good. So Gemara's answer is no. Hakadami chazal masik. Here too, the Mishnah is referring to a case where they are fit to flavor a pot well. In a case where they're not able to flavor a pot, one would not be chayav on Shabbos. Okay, Akan for today.